Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May. Hello, welcome to the Independent Music Podcast. We started off with the sounds of Lunch Money Life from here in London.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought it was a Black Sabbath Deep Purple number.
Well, it's funny. I think it speaks to our own sort of musical history. Like I called it sort of pompous rock in my nose, which is a compliment, but also it reminded me a bit of Vince DiCola vibes. Vince DiCola being probably most famous for doing the interstitial music and the soundtrack to Transformers the movie, as in the original
the Orson Welles number,
the Orson Welles finest performance. It was his last film performance. Amazing first performance, Citizen Kane. Last one, Transformers the movie. I know which
what
one.
A
I
journey.
I mean, start and end with bangers. That's what we try to do here on the podcast as well. Lunch Money Life. Yeah, the track is called New Herdsman. It's taken from their new record called The God Phone, which is coming out on their own Wolftone Records here in the UK. They're a five-piece band. They have a bit of a long-standing relationship with churches, which is sort of related to the title of the album as well. Much of the record was recorded in churches, including one in Holy Trinity in Dalston, which is also known as the Clown's Church. Did you know that?
No, I don't think I know a bunch of churches in the area, but I'm not sure I know the one.
Oh, well, apparently.
Some clowns buried there?
There's something about it. I don't think it's about a big mass clown graveyard. I don't think that's what's gone on there.
Clown car crashed into it at some point.
Yes, just buried them there. I think it might have been a clown plague or something. So Spencer Martin from the group a couple of years ago, he did a deal with the sister church at All Saints in Haggerston, where apparently he said he would play organ for their services in return for using the space to practice with the band.
Sounds like a good community deal.
It certainly does. And they are mega eclectic. Like, there's no way you can pick a track from a record and have it be representative of the whole record. It's very, very eclectic. There's one track on it that features Grime MC Lady Likes, who we've played a few times here on the podcast, previously of Hyperdub as well. And yeah, just they sort of experiment and they go off and improvise into all sorts of weird and wonderful places, and the record itself is a beautiful whole.
Nice. So what label's releasing it?
It's on their own Wolftone Records.
Cool. We're once again sponsored by the State 51 Conspiracy. Thank you, State 51. I wanted to highlight a release that we mentioned about a month ago on it, which is the NID Tapes, the Electronic Music from India compilation, which was at Excellent compilation, sort of documenting some proto-electronics, early synthesizer, computer-type things in the 1960s and 70s in India, which was compiled and released by the State 51 earlier this year, as well as, you know, recent albums with Memorials, Legs, and much more. And we're also, at least as importantly, if not many, much more, sponsored by you. Thank you, patrons, for supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it. I think we got a few new names, right?
We certainly do. We have two new names. Well, we are recording a couple of weeks in advance, so if you have just joined the Patreon, it might take a little while for your names to come up on this. Nathan Patrick and Paul Watkins are the most recent. Thank you both so very much for supporting the podcast. It would literally not be happening without you. And so, yes, hope to see you on a live show soon on the Discord.
We're going to book one. We're going to book in a live show straight after this podcast. I absolutely firmly promise it.
Don't promise what you can't deliver, mate.
I'm delivering it. I'm promising and delivering.
Although, to be honest, this is going to go out in like 2 weeks from recording, so we've got loads of time to figure it out.
I want to play you in the track by an artist called SHMU, Shmoo, released on the ever excellent Orange Milk Records. Yeah, really great record label out of America. Shmoo is the moniker of Sam Chowne. He's a name that I've known vaguely around for a bit, but this came to my mind when I saw that it had the amazing Fire Tools guesting on vocals, and any excuse for Fire Tools to have a scream over some cool electronic music is 100% fine for me. The record is called Dino Power Plastic Island, and this is called 1.2 Silver Cyborg Symposium. There we go. Hyper pop metal.
I think that's fair enough. As I can imagine if Duma went mainstream, they would probably sound a bit like that.
Yeah, if Duma hadn't grown up listening only to metal, but had to listen growing up to, I don't know, Weird Electronics or something. Shmoo, S-H-M-U, featuring Fire Tools there on vocals, Silver Cyborg Symposium from Orange Milk Records, which is the record label that I think is really great. And we were just looking at when we played them, quote-unquote, recently. We've been at this 2016 and 2017 was when we last played them. First, we played Food Man on them, and then an artist that neither of us can remember. So apologies to that guy.
To that artist. I mean, we literally just looked at it. I've already forgotten.
Matt Wellings.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's all I remember. I haven't looked at it. No notes. Just flying free here. Also, Aidan Baker, an artist who we played on the podcast very recently, and who's coming to Babiega soon. There's a release there. And yeah, lots of other good stuff. Excellent. Yeah,
Gallen Tipton is the other one that I think we've played on the pod before. If not, it's been definitely on a long list a few times.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there we go. And yeah, Shmoo, he's from America. So plenty of other releases to check out.
What was the other release recently that had Fire Tools on it? Was it?
It was the...
Softbody Humans.
Exactly, the Blue Tapes guy, David. Softbody Humans. We played the Swordman Katala track, but yeah. Fire Tools was on a different one.
Yes, I've subsequently listened to the whole record, and the Fire Tools one is, we can confirm it now, is also very good. I'm going to change the mood completely right now. Go over to Germany for Laurie Boer. She's a artist based in Berlin, but is French. This is the latest release on Casual Plastic, which is a label that is quietly producing some absolutely fantastic music in beautiful physical manufacturer as well. In fact, right next to me, not that this is good for radio, but I can show my esteemed co-host, we have a cassette case from them, which is made out of wire, or sort of
feels a bit like a sort of a scourer for washing up.
Yeah, I also have a 12-inch record from them which comes in a metal cage, which is just full of lots of abstract German electronic music. This very much different to that. It's Laurie Boer's new album, Lesites Engloutes. Sorry for that pronunciation. It is sort of looping, hypnotic. It's very vocal heavy. It's stunning, almost heartbreaking in a way. I'm going to just play this track from it. It's Laurie Boer, and this is called Volle.
Oh.
There you go. Absolutely, absolutely stunning music from Laurie Boer. Track is called Valet. It's taken from her record Elicite Englute. Glute. I'm really. Absolutely. If you're listening, I'm very, very sorry. I don't know, go and learn some French, I think. But yeah, it's, that record is coming out on Casual Plastic out of Germany. Phenomenal avant experimental label. And she's really interested as well. So it says here, like, her music is inspired by noise and traditional folk music. And that is, those are two things that we both enjoy on this podcast. So the combination of them two, of the two of them, is extremely extremely pleasurable for us. Her last record also came out on Casual Plastic, is called Agathe La Pierre de Sable, which came out in 2020. And she's also got a couple of other records I haven't listened to but really want to go and investigate. She's the daughter of a French avant-garde composer called Laurent Boer, and she discovered a couple of his old sort of home recordings or sort of experimentations and released them as a split single with her stuff. So it was his 1981 recordings, and that split sounds super interesting. I started listening to a bit of it and it's pretty weird. That came out on Automatic Music out of Germany. And she had a collaboration with Auspicious Family that came out on one favorite label of ours, Chinabot, as well as collaborations with Fami Moussid and Bernstein Zimmer as well. So loads of music out there if you're into that. Yeah, interesting lady.
Nice one. I'm absolutely completely undecided about which sequence I'm going to play here. I know which one I want to have the last one before the patrons, but apart from that, I'm really, really not sure. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go for this one. I'm going to play you a track here by an artist, Kylie Monologue. Kylie is the moniker of Victoria, who's comes to loads of Baba Yaga's gigs. Great person. Used to play in bands a good few years ago. Number of years off as life got in the way, and then found her way back into the gig scene, been rehearsing with different bands and different projects, and now she is making solo music again. And this is three tracks. This is actually the second release she's done. Three tracks here, two of them not dancehall, but slightly more dancehall oriented, I would say. But this one is more atmospheric, and I think it's really great. It's called Philophobia, which is a fear of love, which is
ELO. No, okay, interesting.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Top chat. Anyway, this is on her Bandcamp, kyliemonologue.bandcamp.com. That's why you're patrons. That's why you're listeners. That's why you listen to people with decades of radio experience, so you can have this kind of content. Absolutely brilliant. Here we go. Still got 16 seconds to go, apparently. Waiting for a duck sound to come in. Okay, well, still got 8 seconds to go, but I'm going to presume it's just a long fade out there. That is Philophobia by Kylie Monologue, just a digital release on her Bandcamp. There's the project, the moniker of it, Victoria Louise, out of East London. I think it's subtly a really beautiful, really great song there. Can't say I really know too much about Victoria's sort of musical journey, apart from the fact that she told me she played in bands many years ago and now finding a way into making music. And I want to book her for a show. So excellent stuff.
It always strikes me when people have names similar to...
Oh, I don't like it.
No?
No, not at all.
You're not a big fan of it?
No, it says that's how much I like that song and how much I like Vicky. That I'm... I've never played Kylie. I should have played Kylie Minogue's. the noise artist, Kylie Minogue's, been going for years.
It was the one that was on Avon Terra Corpse, which was the not John Travolta, and Olivia Mutant John. That one.
Yeah, no, generally speaking, I'm not a huge fan of it.
No, but absolutely fantastic. And intrigued now, like, because you said before the track that this was the sort of beautiful, like, ambient one, and there's some dance floor one.
Yeah, exactly. I said not straight bangers by any stretch, but some, you know, much more analog electronic BE based ones. But I listened to all three, and in the end, I was like, I like that one.
Also, in the category of not straight bangers, is this one from Text. That's TXETEXT. It's the moniker of an Indonesian-based electronic producer, Philip Darsono, and actually the first of two Indonesian tracks I accidentally have on this week's podcast, the other one, of course, being in the patron-only section. And this is taken from a compilation on the brilliant Fobo out of Turin, in Torino, in Italy. They've got a compilation called Faux Beat Bazaar, Volume 3.
Is it like Thai beats or something? Hence, faux beats.
No, I don't think like that. Faux
not related to a noodle soup.
Not as far as I'm aware. No, it's they don't even seem to play on that at all in anything.
Wow, so. That's an open goal, isn't it? Fucking hell.
I mean, I've got absolutely no idea, but it's coming out on the 29th of June. This is like erratic rhythms, loose tempo, kind of futuristic, a bit bleak in a way. It's cracking. This is Text. It's called Slit Drum. We'll be right back. There you go. It's text. Track is called Slit Drum, taken from the record Faux Beat Bazaar Volume 3, coming out at the end of the month of Faux Beau Records out of Torino. And yeah, really sort of futuristic, bleak, really interesting music, just really interesting sort of idiosyncratic sort of production on there. Really enjoyable. Faux Beau, they describe themselves as an unconventional club orientated independent label. I think you can get that in that music, and yeah, they're new to me. The chap text, like I say, is the moniker Philip Del Sono. It had a track on the Seniawa Alcazar release, that Soft Brute Indonesian record label did. He remixed to Menuju Muara, the Alcazar record, of course, the Seniawa one that got released by about 70 labels. Yeah, I did do a whole list for a live show once, didn't I?
You did. They all popped up one by one in your excellent animated style.
Well, that was a busy morning. And yeah, he also had a track on Manchester's failed Units Mulched compilation earlier this year, and had a record on Non-Archive out of Indonesia called Fast Approximate Anti-Elite... hang on. Oh, deep breath. Fast Approximate Anti-Aliasing. Aliasing, that's what that word is, times 16, came out last year. So if you are interested in more of his music, go over there.
Nice one. Well, that's the last one before the break to the patrons. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to hear the full podcasts, live shows, etc., just literally drop us a few quid. You'll never notice it, and you'll support us. It means a lot, and you get to listen to the whole thing. We've got some brilliant music come. I've got some guitar music made with a screwdriver, and another brilliant Afro jazz.
I've got some more music from Indonesia that is... essentially a collective, it's a banking collective. Banking as in the financial banking collective of mothers from West Java making music together. It's as unusual as that sounds.
They can sponsor the podcast.
Well, I don't think
so. Are they patrons?
I will get into it for the patrons. And I've also got some pretty ferocious, grimy sort of bass-driven stuff.
Nice. Well, the last one for me is absolutely a banger. It is a 100% sincerity, no irony, just, you know, top-soft banger, released by Apostle. It's Michael, who runs Night School Records, been playing in bands, rock bands, when I first met him in the late noughties, and now he's been doing Apostle now for years. I mean, probably best part of 10 years. Night School's been going a long time as well. Just looking at recent Night School releases, with this one coming, I was reminded of the amazing Lady Neptune release that we played last year, which one of those ones when I loved it at the time. We played it on the pod and then just kind of forgotten about it because there's so much music around.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that's on my Bandcamp wish list. So I have it sort of, every time there's a Bandcamp free day, I sort of check around, and it always comes up, and I haven't taken the plunge just yet, but it's proper acid bangers.
Nice. And there's also another latest release by Helena Selle, Keller. I'm not sure if I pronounced that wrong. Celle, which was the recent release. Anyway, so this is the new Apostle album, which is called Prisoners of Love and Hate. And it follows him going more and more into sort of synth pop club, big tunes. You're going to enjoy this. It's, it's the first minute just filled me full of loads of joy. It's called Saturday Night, Still Breathing. Patrons, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Non-patrons, see you next week.
Bye-bye. Yeah!